starting from Simshin Chafei, Mishnah Berurah and Sif Ches, Mishnah Berurah Katan Mem. So the Yeshurim said that the we don't take the Lila into consideration. So Rishi also that we have to wait till the following morning and then calculate the time it would take to travel from the other city to this city to bring the item, because it was brought mitchus l'tchum. People don't travel these type of distances at night time. If he would use it immediately in the day, he benefited from that which the goy brought it during the day of Shabbos. He has it X amount of time after Shabbos, which he would not have been able to have had. Okay, so Lahabdin Shir Havah, but Lamacher B'yam. But v'davke b'zeh shehuba mimakom rochik tohu chus etchum sir lehu kain. It's from a far distance. That's v'shum dein derech lavir b'layla mishom. Such distances people do not travel. They did not travel at night time. Avol el kashehi toich etchum ashalakata utzada b'shabbos. But the case where he might have went out to the field, so a person might go out to the field at night time, or he might have trapped something near the city at night time. Fine. Now the Ramah brought a Yesh Armin means the first opinion does not have this requirement. The first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch says we calculate it by night time. So do we paskin like the Mechaber said Lekula, and this Yesh Armin the Ramah is bringing is Lechumra. Kasamag and Ram the Yam Shoshama Pasa Kiswar Rishana Lahakil. So the Yam Shoshama passes the Kula, and the Mishabur says it's Mistaber. So the Yeshamrim Hasheni Matirim Ligamri, because we're going to see, like the Shulchan Aruch continues and says that for everybody else, it's Mutter immediately after Shabbos. So b'chalal, this chumrah is only for one person. We should put on top of that one person a chumrah for the next day. That far we don't have to go. Kolshkan tzarcharchem l'shar debar mitzvah b'ari yish lahakel. Im hoya b'gam kein isid araisa shalakat mi mechuber chutzitchum yish lahakel mekamakam l'dar mitzvah yish lahakel b'chagam. Okay. So I mean, semech and shita of the magen of the Yom Shoshlomo that we don't have to worry about the following day. We can do a mimeka belayla. Okay, but in a case where there's an issur d'oraisa involved, where there's more makom mimachmer, maybe we should wait till the next day. But even over there, the tzarich mitzvah will be mimeka. Okay. Okay. Memal lacher motor the betchum of the rabbanon loy also lacher rak lemisha huba bishvilo. So we said before by malach of the rice, so we asked it to everybody. But here we're dealing with the nisid rabbanon b'tchumen. They only asked it for that one individual, but not anybody else. Okay. This is not only dafka by tchumen; it applies to any yisid rabbanon that they only answered it for the person it was done for, not for somebody else. If there was hutzah, the raisa involved, so that's a different ballgame. So that we'll talk about later on. Now, what about the fact that there's a tchum de raisa? Filu b'tchum and diyah beis meal the serim dehi de raisa. Even if you hold that tchum of Yud Beis Mil is the raisa, so lechor and now already we should be say it's an issur d'oraisa. Even though it's not a chiyuv melacha, but it's an issur d'oraisa. so maybe we should more machmer. He's saying no, because it's not something which is before shpikra. So that there's such an iser. We have a pasuk with ayet ishvim karmai ayem ashri. So we darshan karnom pshat, referring to the tchum. Okay, so therefore it's not as chomer as malacha, which even though each specific malacha is not written in the Torah, but it says losasukah malacha, and Chazal came along and defined what those are, but that goes now into the pasuk of losasukah malacha. Now that then the Yeshurun brought the Misha Huvu Bishwiloi Mutil Erev Miyad. The Yeshurun said, even though for this one individual, we're machmer that Baba Yom, it's Osir, for everybody else it's Mutter immediately. For the person who was Huvu Bishwiloi, it's Osir Baba Yom. But the Bakhlav, there's no Isser of Motzei Shabbos Kalesha Yosu. So this is the Yesharim that he mentioned before that holds Bechlal that the Tchumen, they did not Asr did it with Lesha Yosu Bechlal. So that's what Mishnah Berurah said before. According to this Yesharim, for sure we're Mitzar of this Yesharim together with the sheet of the Yemar Shal, that at least you should calculate your Lesha Yosu Belai and not worry about the following day. Because according to this opinion, it's Mutter without any Lesha Yosu. Mutalar miyad. The sirlu the bisur and the rabbanon ain't tzarich lahakmer b'kdeisha yosu after the misha huva bishvilei. But uladina yesh lahakmer k'sfar b'sharna that there is a dinner b'kdeisha yosu. Mirabba b'shem bach rachel because of shekain masha mistimus the shulchan aruch l'chamam mizim tov k'tes vav. L'kol shkem etchum and the yud beis mil the yesh armer mishahu the rice. Are you okay?
Yes.
So we don't accept this shita halacha l'maisa, but like you said before, we'll be mitzar if we get to involved in machloikas whether b'deishi also means belayla or b'yoyim. We'll be sarmich that it means belayla because you have the shita which holds b'chalat mutar anyway. Fine. Now then, the Shulchan Aruch dealt with the issue. They were saying it's mutter. It's also to be mishtamish with it, but it's mutter for tiltal. But you have to grapple with the issue of being metaltal something beyond its tchum. So the law is that you can move it within Dalet Amos, and if the place where it was brought to was an area which was enclosed, then you can move it anywhere in the enclosure. So that would be a wall, or there'd be an area around the city, whatever it might be. So if there is no enclosure, so you only have Dalet Amos, so Arba Amos. Chodavar sheyatzu chutz l'tchum, also the taltu chutz mi'arba Amos. Something which is beyond the tchum, it's beyond its tchum. It cannot be moved beyond an area of Dalet Amos from where it is. Ashamut v'achila b'mkaimam yamloi b'irshu m'kevus m'chitza sheneshav v'kolir k'arba Amos. Now for Achayrim, it's mutter to eat it. Right? The person who's brought for it can't eat it, but everybody else could eat it even. But they have to eat it right there. They can't move it anywhere. Even though you're eventually going to, as it were, take it outside of its tchum by after you eat it, it's gone. Unless the city's enclosed, then the whole city is considered like Dalet Amos. Mukefes chaymo. Huadin kishiniskim tzuras ha-pesach d'choshanami kol yir karba amos. So if the city's enclosed with the tzuras ha-pesach, that is the same halacha as if it had a wall in regards to this issue, that the city's enclosed and it was put inside the enclosure, the whole city is like Dalet Amos. I'm sure within a house or within a chotzer, there's an actual wall around it. That's called a Dalet Amos. But this has to be Mukhevas Ladira, which means that the walls were put up. After, there was already people dwelling there when the walls were put up. So the purpose of the walls was to protect the people, as opposed to the walls were put up in around an area and then people decided to move in. So if the item was placed in an unenclosed place, or even an enclosed place which was not Mukhev Ladira, so then the area is not considered, the whole area is like Dalet Amos. So you can't move it beyond this Dalet Amos. Ein lochevitz rak Dalet Amos. So we don't say each person gets Dalet Amos. It means that from the place where it's placed, you have Dalet Amos. So one person moves it a little bit, the second person can't move it any. You don't say that he has the right to, as it were, move a Dalet Amos to where it is now. No, they all add up together to the Dalet Amos. Okay. Avayla Kamon Simon Tof Aleph. The Hanah Shom Kosa Lachar Hepech Zeh Avol Taz Kavir Yishav Shom Dolei Sashri Dari Ayin Shom. So the Shulchan Aruch here said that we say we hold Stam Yaris are Mukefes Ladira, and Stam Mipsarim are not Mukef Ladira. Apparently over there the language over there, I don't recall what it says, but it seems to me that it says the opposite. Okay. Sivtes. Now, what about im husafik im huba mikhusatchum? So we could have argued safik rabban lekula, but it's also because it says davar sheisha matirin, and therefore it's misafik it's also. Now that's a chiddush. Even it's only also for him, and everybody else is mutter for. We apply the rule davar sheisha matirin even on such an item which is only also for one person, but for that one person he has a chiyuv b'machmer and not rely on the safik. Okay. Next point. V'davka b'ena Yehudi shena shori imoy b'ir. Alba b'ena Yehudi hashori imoy b'ir uperes hamatsuyim b'ir ein lachish misafik. So if he lives here, we have a right to assume that even though it's quote unquote a case of safik, that maybe he had it here the whole time, then you have a right to assume that they were here the whole time. Whereas a case where he doesn't live here, so it's very possible it was brought with him from Yisrus HaTum, so you have to mach. Afilim Yesh Lein Yehudi Shnei Batim. Now, the Goy has two houses. Echad Mehem B'Sech HaTum. And the other one is not, so maybe he had this item at the beginning of Shabbos in his other house, which was beyond Tum, and on Shabbos he brought it Mitchus HaTum. So now it should be a case of Sofik Mitchus HaTum, and it should be Aser. No, tell Hakol b'Talechol afilu l'misha huba b'shulat. But since he has a house here, and it's possible that this item was found in his house here, we have a right to apply the rule to say that, you know, since he does live here, and he does maintain items here, and this item was found here, we assume that it was one of the items which was here from before Shabbos already. Okay, Mem Zayin, Emu Safik, Vav the second Rabban Lekula, we should argue, Safik the Rabban Lekula, Safik Itzer, something which has brought me to Chuzet Chum, is the Rabbanon, Aser Bezeh Mishum, the Havidah Rosh Hashem Atirin, Dev Shalahamten Ad the Erev, you can wait till the night time and that'll be Mutter, so why should you rely on Safik the Rabban Lekula? Okay. Gechenal, like we mentioned before. So even in the case of Safik, it's Aser. Not like the opinion which was Mekel Misafik. So the Mishabura, Af Diladaitum, Af Matishabas also Bizabitashiyasu. This answer of Doshesh Matirin extends even to Matishabas. But Mikol Malkim, Hiskim Achredim, the Dinyan Motzi Shabbos, Ein Lahachmer Bezeh. You know, with that vayit, you don't have to go. In the case of Sofik Mitchus Tchum, on Shabbos, to Aser Motzi Shabbos, Kodesh Shiyosa. Why? To Afilu Bevarit Chus Tchum, Yesh Armim Dein Tzarek Lahamte Bekodesh Shiyosa. Chenal Vasev Ches. We already brought a sheet that was said before by even the Tvarim in Chus Tchum, the Chazal did not Aser Motzi Shabbos. So to Aser, in the case of Sofik, When there's a sheet that we should hold, even bevada it's mutter. Is they vayit you don't go? They're meaning. I'm sorry. Okay, besafik al kaponim yesh tizim mechalam matir. If the guy lives here, ain't lachish misafik. Sheperis or Elon Hevian Chutz Litrum. We don't have to be chosen, he brought him in Chutz Litrum. The other Rabbi Armina Kan Nimsu Kan Hoyu. Okay, so there's a din in the Gemara, there's a katz in the Gemara called Kan Nimsu Kan Hoyu, which is a form of a chazaka. Most cases of chazaka work that I had an item which was in a state of Isser Het or whatever state it was in, and I have a doubt if something changed it. So chazaka says it remains the same. Chazaka also works backwards. In other words, I know it was vade something in the past. Now the question is, what is its status moving forward into the future? Let's say I have so much I know vade what its status is right now. So if the set of chazaka is that things didn't change, so the same way I assume it's something which I know vade what it was, it remains the same. If I know something vade what it is, I assume that it always remained the same, it always was. That's the concept of chazaka dehashta. Now, when you have a count in chazaka dehashta, chazaka the mekor, that's a different ballgame. I'm not getting involved in it right now. So the Gemara says that the same way there's a musig of a chazaka regards to status, there's also a concept of a chazaka if I see something in a state of in a physical place, and I know that it's here now, I have a right to assume that it was here beforehand, and that's called kan nimsa kan hoyu. So I apply that concept over here. Okay. And we said even if he had a house outside of the city, after maybe he brought from the house out there. We assume it's the one which is here. The case where Machrim Misafik is the case the guy has no place at all to live over here. So we must assume he came from somewhere else. The question is, when did he come? Okay, so we're Machrim. He right now he's in this house here in the city, and that's where it is. We assume that's where it was. The Bir Lacha brings the Shal. Let's say he has two houses outside of the city, one house in the city. So do you say Roiv says it came from outside of the city, and he grapples. And maybe that if what's the status of kanim sekan hoyu is that like a chazaka which is a ruba chazaka ruba odif, or it's better than a regular chazaka, and therefore you say you don't say roiv, and you use the rule of kanim sekan hoyu, and that's a bir loch over here in Shnei Batim. Okay. Okay, we're moving past the tchum issues. Sif Yud, any Yehudi shemila mayim lebehemtoi mibor shehu rishus ha-yochid rishus ha-rabim. So the goy filled up water for the goy's animal. He took it out of a bor, which was rishus ha-yochid, into the rishus ha-rabim, where the animal is. So he did what he saw at the raisa. Mutal Yisrael ha-hashkas mehem lebehemtoi. The Jew can use the water after the goy's finished, because the goy drew the water for himself. Okay, now Bahu Shainu Yehudi Makiro, that's all my case, however, that the goy was not familiar, was not with the Jew. The Lechel Mechesh Shemer Yarba Bishiloi. We don't have to worry about the maybe the goy will draw extra water for the benefit of the Jew. So therefore we assume the goy is just going to draw enough water for himself, whatever was left over, it hasn't been left over, he did not do it for the purpose of the Jew at all. Okay. If the goy, however, drew the water, if the goy drew the water for the purpose of the Jew's animal, also b'chol many tashmish afil yisrael achar. So it's also that's malach of the raisa, because we're talking about hutzav here. So it's also for any Jew. like we had before, that a malacha, it's not only also for the person it was done for, it's also for everybody. And the iser is not just using it to feed, to give the animal to drink, it's also in any type of tashmish. Okay. V'imila mibor rishus hayachid, the karmel is, if however it wasn't the tzod ha'raisa, it was only tzod ha'rabbanan, the bor was rishus hayachid, and it was brought out to a karmelis. So like we said before, by the rabbanan, they only asked it for the person it was done for. So mutal acher shaloi mile bishuloi. So then other Jews can use the water, just the person who the water was drawn for, or for that person's animals it was drawn for, that person can't use it. Everybody else could use it. So that's what Mishnah Berurah says, lav davka by tchumen, it's by even by any rabbanan. Hagav yesh mekilin v'omrin da'avim huvu derech rishus ha'rabbanan tzorech yisrael mutal adam lishus mehem halvav shalelech sham v'lishtos. So the issue is being the henna from the work which the goy did. Well, theoretically, the Jew could access the water himself by going down into the bor. You could lower yourself down and get a drink. So I'm not really benefiting from that which the goy did for myself. However, an animal that doesn't have the ability, the agility to go in. So there you cannot give it to the animal to drink, because there you're benefiting from that which the guy drew the water. Okay. And Hanami, in the case where the guy drew the water in a way that the animal could get it, from a place where the animal could get it, so then in Hanami, it would be much for the animal to use it also.
Place where the animal could get it?
If the animal was able to go, the Jew could take his animal to where the water was and get it. Instead, the goy drew the water, so it's not called the goy really is benefiting the Jew, because the water really was accessible anyway. So then the Jew is allowed to use the water even for his animal. If the animal couldn't get there, but the Jew could get there, then the Jew can drink it, but not the animal. There's an opinion which says it's mutal chachila. The Mishnah Berurah is going to say that he doesn't. That they're not. It's not. The logic why is not very clear. Is it possible you could stop doing that?
What?
Is it possible you could stop doing that?
Yes.
V'cheinogu heter lomer afle chachila. Then Yehudi lahavi sheicher or shadavorim derech karmelis or below eruv. That the people were annoying to this heter to ask the goy to bring it. And which is a case where by the rabbanans, so it's a shoes to shoes, because it's in one case of it was this is the rabbanan and the mir lakum, this is the rabbanan, and they assume that these items were necessary for Shabbos, so if they were makel on it, but really you should not be making on these things. We call but we cannot prevent those which are makel to ask a goy to do these things, because there is an element of tzarech Shabbos involved in them. So these would be the items that they were using for the food for the meal. So, in order to make that's a considered tzarech Shabbos, so it's a shushushus and welcome tzarech Shabbos, you can be makel.
What to make the food?
To bring the food. So you can be makel. So the Ramos is really, we should be makel, because these are not clearly defined valid tzarechim. But we can't be meichel against those which are meichel, because there is a strong makom to say these are called a tzarech as well. And Mishnah Berurah is going to sort of try and give us some more clear hagdora what's called a valid tzarech. Okay. Zok Mishnah Berurah Nun Aleph. The animal drew water, so the Jew can use the water afterwards, as long as the goy is not makiroi.
You mean goy drew water?
The goy drew water.
Said animal.
Yeah. Shenu Yuri Makiroi. The Makiroi. Why now? Is that the Mishra? So, what happens if it's a Makiroi? The case where the goy drew the water for himself, for uses for his animals, not for the Jew. But in the case of Makiroi, the goy didn't do it. It didn't do it for the Jew. But since he's a makir, that means they have some type of relationship. Because we're afraid the goy will draw extra when he becomes aware that the Jew needs, and they have relationships, he might draw extra water for the Jew. Then we say the Jew can't use it, so the goy is not going to. Well, he will tell the goy he can't use it, so the goy is not going to do it for him. On the commandments in Skot and Samachvav, fill a dollar, shlomi fnei Yisrael is osur. Because of this chashash, but the case of makira is only a case where the goy has some level of awareness that the Jew needs it. So we're afraid the goy might decide to do extra for the Jew. The goy has no knowledge at all that the Jew needs it. So there's no reason why the Jew can't use it, because the goy would not be motivated to be married by Bishuli Yisrael, because he has no awareness that the Jew needs it. So if the Jew is not there, and the guy doesn't know that the Jew has any need, then the Jew, then the even the Makira could use the item afterwards. So you can't use the water for any type of usage. Not only you cannot use it for drinking, that's definitely also. But any other usage as well, they asked everything. Okay, and not only that Jew, but even a Yisrael Acher. Fill Yisrael Acher. Why? The Kiman, the Yisabed, the Malacha de Raisa, Bishra Yisrael, also the Chol Yisrael. In the case where Malacha de Raisa is done for a Jew, no Jew can use it. Chanaba Siv Vav, like we said before, Siv Vav. Fill the Arab, Bemati Shabbos, Yi Asar Ad Bechesh, Yi Shos, Lidus Chadoshim, Chanaba. And it's also Motzei Shabbos with the Bechdei Sheyos. Okay. But if the goy drew it from a Rosh Hashanah Yochid to a Carmelis, the Carmelis, Daniel, the Melech HaDarbonon, what do they sell out then all the Jews can benefit from it?
What's the Motzei Shabbos?
The water which the goy drew from in the case where the boar was Rosh Hashanah Yochid and they were standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so he did a malach of the rice that we saw, said it's also the Motzei Shabbos b'chdei
she'yosa.
Thank you. Okay, but if he drew out the Carmelis, there's only Darbonon, and all the Jews can benefit from it. Okay, now that is the Rosh Hashanah that a Jew could drink from it. Since the Jew, if he wants, could go down into the boar and drink. He's not benefiting from the goy's work. He could go in himself and drink. The animal has no way of going down into the boar. So therefore, when the Jew gives the animal to drink, the Jew is benefiting from that which the goy did work, something which could not have been done otherwise. But when he drinks himself, he could have done it anyway. So it's not called being the henna. Ubebehemanah, I mean, therefore, in the case of an animal also, imhebi maim mi nohor, shef shlo lishtas misham gufa. Okay, if the goy brought the water from a river where the animal could go down to the river, so even though the goy carried it from the river to here, since the animal could go down to the river and drink, so he's not really being the henna by drinking this water, so then there's no way for the animal to drink as well. Or let's say that the boar itself was surrounded by Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so really the owner could take the animal to where the boar is, bring the animal into Rishos HaYachid, then draw the water out of the Rishos HaYachid into the Rishos HaYachid around the boar and give the animal to drink. Meanwhile, the guy schlepped it from there,
the water out of the boar,
out of the boar, out of the Rishos HaYachid, through Rishos HaRabim, and brought it to where to here. So now you're being the header from the guy's work. No, you're not, because you could theoretically take your animal to over there, drink over there, which is totally, even though the animal cannot go down into the boar, but you're allowed to take the water out of the boar into the Rishos HaYachid, because the boar is Rishos HaYachid, and the area around the boar is also Rishos HaYachid. So the fact that the goy schlepped the Rishos HaRabim doesn't make it, you're not really benefiting from that work that the goy did, because you could do it anyway. You get the water anyway. Even though the goy then transported the Rishos HaRabim, he's not really benefiting from the Chilul Shabbos, because he can get the exact same thing without the Chilul Shabbos. Okay. So now, if we're making this whole argument that it's possible anyway, so why don't we argue like this? The goy schlepped it from the boar, which was Rishos HaYachid, to the area around which was Rishos HaRabim. But there's a place where the animal has access to the river. So I'm not really benefiting from the good work the goy did, because I can go down to the river. The Mishnah, no, that's also. Because this water, which the goy, which you're taking, you could not have gotten otherwise. So this water you're benefiting from. But if the cell same water, you could have gotten anyway, so then what the goy do for you? But over here, if this cell same water, you could not have gotten anyway. So then, the fact that you could get other things doesn't diminish the fact that you've gotten a benefit, and it's awesome. So it's possible that you still to go there and drink. Now, if this argument is that he can go there is not really true, even if the consideration is outside reasons, let's say sakanas derachim, it's not safe. Also got Madea Zoo, because the mice, you're benefiting from that which the goy did, because you don't have to put yourself in danger. Now, this is all talking about that the Jew could theoretically go into the boar and drink, but the Jew could not have theoretically went into the boar and wash his dishes, because he can't carry his dishes from the Rishos HaRabim to the boar, which is the Zoyachin. So, now the water which is brought out, which he wants now to use to wash his dishes, he could not have done otherwise. So that's called benefiting from what the goy did. That's awesome. The Iker of Shita is not like this. Psak is not like this Shita, that everything is awesome. This sheeta which says you could have gotten it anyway, and therefore it's not osir, when you didn't do that, we only rely on that. However, Motzei Shabbos, you do not need to wait because she also, since there is the sheeta which holds Motzei even on Shabbos. So there's no need to wait until Shabbos with Chalei Shayos. Came along the Ramal and Mosa, there's Yeshua Tirim Afla Chadchila. So the Mishabur Lam Zayim, Hakarim Nitra Huma Oid B'tam Adabra. They grappled very much with this argument. So Yesh Mekilim, the Besomach, Lomitzino Shehekilah Rak Linyan Didi Evid. The Yesh Mekilim we just said is that if they did do it, since you could have gotten anyway, it's allowed to be an enemy. You can't ask a guy to do it. So it's not a callboy. Maybe it's somebody else. It's not a callboy. So this shita is difficult to understand. Now, asking a guy to bring sheker or other things which are needed for the meal through a caramelist, so it's in mishum shushus makim tzarich, people were not to be mekel. But we're saying something else which has some element of Tzarek Shabbos. There are caramelists, but there are commercial. He says that even our Rishos HaRabim, since we paskin that our Rishos HaRabim according to Rashi is not considered a Rishos HaRabim because it doesn't have 600,000 people traversing it. So nowadays all of our streets are Rishos, are have a Dinah Karmelis according to that opinion, and this minig is to be makel even in that, even on these things. Okay. Babi Sheish LaHachmer, even though really we should not rely on this opinion, but you can't protest those who do. Tam Shus Shus and Matir Lachila Rak Mitzar Gadol Dvar Mitzar Gemura. These are minimal tzarich. That's not, that doesn't make a mutter. A tzarich gadol or Dvar Mitzah Shus Shus Amakam Dvar for Mitzah Gan Shul Tzarich Amashka LeKiddush LaHavia Tam Shalacham Shulchan B'Sur Shabbos. The assumption is having one hot food stuff for Shabbos for the meal is considered a tzar, that's considered a bona fide mitzvah. But anything beyond that, that's not a real, you know, like I can't survive Shabbos without a cholent and also a hot cocoa. You know, I'm sorry, that's not an option. You know, so they were noyeg to be mekel, but that's not correct. You should not do that. If they did, we can't be moich against them because of mice. There is a tzarech over there. But what is mutter is a case that shoes to shoes to mokim tzarech to the Shabbos, that there should be at least one hot food, that's valid. And limchus, you cannot protest those which are mekel. You know, let's not run through this over here.